You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today, we have the privilege of speaking with Brad Klotz, a former major league baseball pitcher who won a World Series with the Atlanta Braves in 1995, and now baseball agent with the baseball sports agency called Performance Baseball. Brad is a longtime Atlanta Braves supporter. I'd like to welcome you to the show and to Enterprise Radio.
Well, I really appreciate that, and I don't know if you know, today's the our 20-year anniversary of winning the World Series in 1995. I woke up and saw some tweets about that, so I'd pass that along.
Well, how about that? And I should have known that, so isn't this just timely to be speaking with you? So if you would, for starters, tell our audience about Pro Performance Baseball, your sports agency firm, and how you got started to kick things off.
Okay. Well, Proformance, it's Bean Stringfellow and Jeff Beck started the company about 1990. Two Virginia Tech grads. I went to Virginia Tech. They have been representing players for 25 years, basically, and some they've done over $600 million in salaries. So they've been around for a long time, very well respected. They represented me my whole career, 15 years, 6 years in the major leagues and some in the minor leagues. And they came to me in February, and they wanted to try a new strategy, and they wanted to bring me on. Being a former player, they thought I could relate to the guys and kind of open some doors they couldn't get into. And so now I'm part of the Proformance Baseball and enjoying a new afterlife after baseball.
And I was about to say, as you were telling me of the new strategy, I was even thinking, what a great idea. So it's just beautiful. If you would give our audience a few examples of some of the successes that you've had as you've represented professional baseball players over the years and the things that you deal with as an agent on a day-to-day basis.
Well, you know, for me, it's new being the player, trying to understand the agent's part of the business. But, you know, I was the player, so I kind of know what the player's looking for. And I'm just there to kind of give them some insight of the little things that maybe the player needs and some of the more important things that, you know, obviously the contract is the most important. Player appearances are very key, you know, endorsements, stuff like that. So, but, you know, these guys have been around, man. They've signed Billy Wagner to two big deals. They've signed Herman Santana to a large deal. Jose Bautista, Joey Bats, on Twitter. You can actually find him. He's, you know, up for another deal. We'd love to get his business. You know, I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not, but we're with our new rate at 1.5%, we think we're on the right track to get a lot of new business.
And I would certainly say so. What has been your most memorable moment as a sports agent?
Just being around the guys again. I've been, you know, out of baseball for about 7 years, 8 years now, and now being back to part of, associated with something that deals with baseball on a daily basis, I'm at the stadium more. My passion to watch the game has been you know, gotten back into me. You know, I get to go around the hotels and just tell stories and catch up. A lot of the guys I played with are coaches now. And so I've hung out with quite a few former players that are either hitting coaches or assistant coaches or managers to teams or pitching coaches. And just to say hello and rekindle some of the stories that we had of my time. And I just feel like once you've been in baseball, especially the major leagues, you are family. You become an alumni. It's like a fraternity that never goes away. And so that's your passion. That's from the time I was 5 years old, the first time I threw a baseball, and I've always wanted to play in the major leagues. And now it's gotten me back into what I know and what I know all my life. And so now I get to try to help out the guys and try to understand a different aspect of what's going on in baseball.
So what's the process like in terms of recruiting players to be represented by you and your firm, and what's the competition like for player representation?
Well, from my understanding, there's, you know, over 200 agents out there. So, you know, most guys, I've had a lot of guys, and I'll tell you the same thing, that dealing with agents, everybody's pretty much the same. There's not anything that separates guys. I mean, what does it take to be an agent? You've got to have a major league player. So so you could have a very smart, educated friend that in your childhood that grows up, and you decide you want him to be your agent. You're a major league player. That makes him an agent. So, you know, with that, We just kind of decided that we wanted to create a better opportunity for the player to where they're not getting, extorted a little bit, because, you know, we feel like the agent fees at 5% or 4% are, they've never adjusted to hyperinflation. So we've come up with a structure of 1.5 to where we feel like that's the rate it should be over the course of the last 25 years. And, you know, and now we've got a competitive rate, and we're going to force the hand of other agents to try to compete with us. Once we start getting a few main guys, I think all the dominoes are going to fall into place, and it's going to force all the other agents to have to adjust to us.
Today we are speaking with Brad Klontz, former Major League Baseball pitcher who won a World Series with the Atlanta Braves in 1995 and now baseball agent with the baseball sports agency called Pro Performance Baseball here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can follow our show also on Twitter at ePodcast Network. Now, Brad, your firm has a unique business model of charging less for contract negotiations rather than the standard agency practice. Can you explain why and what advantage that gives you over the competition?
Well, yes, we're obviously going to leave more money in the pocket of the player. So take, for example, we kind of use a $50 million deal over the course of 5 years, basically at $10 million a year. You know, if the normal agents are charging 5% and we're charging 1.5%, you're talking about $350,000 a year that we're going to keep in the player's pocket. So over the course of 5 years, you know, you're looking at $1.75 million that the player will maintain in his pocket instead of giving to the agent. And basically what we thought about was over the last 20 years or so, 25 years, the agents aren't doing anything different. We're doing the same amount of work that we did 25 years ago, but yet the salaries of the players are going up so much, it never adjusted to the normalized inflation. So we feel like we're at the rate that it should be if the rates had ever adjusted, and we've got proof of it and some graphs and some charts that we've done to hand out to the players.
How has the sports agency and representation business changed throughout the years from your best perspective, especially since you've gotten started in the business?
Well, I didn't know that this had happened until I got with Performance this year. And, there's some bigger agencies that caused this to happen. And what's happened is the players don't have to pay fees until their fourth year or arbitration eligible. So when I played, I paid 5% on anything over the major league minimum, as every other agency had the same structure. Well, because of the bigger agencies have, charging only the players arbitration eligible, we feel like only half of the players in Major League Baseball are even paying agent fees. So we don't feel like that's fair for all of baseball. You know, the average Major League salary is $3.8 million, but the minimum is over $500,000. So if you do some math, and we feel like even at 1.5%, every player should be able to pay something. And at 1.5% on $500,000, you're not paying that much in fees. I mean, so we just think it's a little unfair the way the structure is now. We just kind of want to be the first to change it up.
You got to love that, being a part of that. What advice, shifting gears here, what advice do you have for entrepreneurs that are listening in or anyone that's looking to become an agent in the sports business?
Well, obviously, you need a player. It's not. I've known other guys that go out and try to do it, and they've had minor league guys. It's just not easy. So you really need to obviously start off with the high school kids and become close enough with those guys, or college kids are getting ready to get drafted. The draft is probably the best way to go about it, but you're going to have to bide your time, because it's not going to happen overnight. Those guys are going to take a couple years to get to the big leagues, even if they do. So you're putting all your eggs in one basket to be an agent. So you either better have already an established major league player, or you better have a very good eye for talent in the draft and get a guy that has potential to be a major league player in a hurry.
If you would, Brad, tell us, what similarities are there between playing for a professional baseball team and working together with people in business as an agent to make it successful?
Well, obviously, you got to have a good working relationship and between both. I mean, the teams, they understand the players. I mean, it doesn't work one without the other. I mean, the fans aren't going to come without the players, and the players don't have a place to play without the owners. So you've got to have good business sense. You've got to have trust in each other that you are getting a good deal, and you're going to give a little bit both sides have to give. That's the one thing I think is the most important. If the owners are so stern and don't want to budge, then why would any of the free agents that we have come sign with that team? So I think that you just need to have a little bit of give and take, and both sides have come up with a trustworthy relationship, and then it really works well.
Thanks for sharing that. Now, in conclusion, any thoughts on the World Series and who you think's going to win it all?
Man, I was a Met for a couple months in 98. So, you know, I typically look at this time of the year and find out, you know, Braves are my passion, but who else was in it? The Dodgers I played for, so they're already knocked out. And now the Mets are hanging in there. So last night just was a heartbreaker to get have the lead, let them tie it up, and then get the lead again. And then the ninth inning home run was just heartbreaking. And then to lose it with in 14 innings, just that's a tough one. But I feel confident that the Mets starting pitching is just that good, and that they will rebound. They're resilient. You know, it's of course the KC's won six straight at home, so somehow they need to go in there and win this next game and kind of reverse the home field advantage, and I think they'll be okay. Mets in seven.
And I would think the same thing. How about that? So we're on the same page in that regard. And curious, as a Braves fan, who are you still in touch with from that 95 roster?
Oh, wow. You know, fortunately, I live here in Atlanta, so a large part of the alumni from that year still around. But Chipper Jones and I are best friends. We've always been tight. And but I still, you know, talk to Fred McGriff a lot, Dave Justice, Klesko, Lemke, I mean, all these guys. I see Maddox and those guys for alumni weekends. But I'd say Chipper and McGriff and Klesko and those guys are probably the people I'm most close with. And, you know, they'll send out, whether it's just a tweet, a call, lob a call in for me, or maybe we'll go play some golf together sometime. But we usually stay in touch a lot.
Awesome stuff, Brad. It certainly has been a pleasure to have spoken with you today and for you to be a part of Enterprise Radio. Tell us, where can folks get more information about Performance Baseball online?
You can go to performancebaseball.com. You can see why we've done what we're doing. You can see some charts and graphs that show the agent fees. You can see the player salaries, the growth of it, where the normalized agent fee should be. So it's very informative, and it's eye-opening for the player to where they go, you know what, I'm tired of paying 4 or 5% when what has the agent done today that they didn't do 20 years ago to deserve this much more money. And, you know, we're just trying to be the ones to adjust the whole fee structure, and hopefully it's going to work out for us.
Well, I certainly do hope so, too. Brad, thanks so much for being a part of Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best. Look forward to another opportunity to speak with you again in the future.
I appreciate you having me on.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Brad Klontz, former Major League Baseball pitcher who won a World Series with the Atlanta Braves in 1995 and now baseball agent with the baseball sports agency called Performance Baseball. And once again, the website of reference is performancebaseball.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.